Dear Arthur, up to this rainy Tuesday, we considered you just another snake oil salesman. But today, with plenty of time on our hands due to a nasty nor'easter, we decided to test your claims for glasswax. As you know, the salt air down here plays havoc with silverware. But as soon as we started to wipe it on and wipe it off of our antique pieces, we were so amazed at the results, we polished all the tea sets, the trays, the compotes, and so forth in our entire shop in a few hours. Normally, this means several days' work. As soon as it clears up enough for us to go outside, consider us on our way for a carton of Chesterfields and a box of Nabisco crackers. Sincerely, Alexander Wallet. P.S., we're going to tell all our customers who use that too much work to clean as a sales resistance point to buy glass wax. When people come in to buy antiques, they say, oh, that's pretty, but it's too much to clean. Well, this will help us as much as you, he says. Well, you're right, Alexander. That's the way that stuff is. All that dirty, nasty drudgery of cleaning silverware and antique pieces and pewter and copper and stuff like that is all gone when you use glass wax. Remember, you just wipe it on and you wipe it off if you want it to shine. If you're lazy, you can just leave it on there. It doesn't look so good. If you want it to shine, wipe it off again. So let's get...